Tesla loses more than $4,000 on every Model S car they sell, it turns out. Joe White and Paul Lienert wrote about the story for Reuters, and Joe joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here.
Glad you're here. Now, you're coming in to us from Detroit, is that right?
Actually, from northern Indiana, where I'm here with my family. But we'll call it Detroit for the sake of argument.
Let's do it. Now, Tesla promised to bring down the price of its cars to a much more affordable level than they currently charge. But how can they do that when they're not even breaking even with the current high price?
Well, the key thing there is that what they're talking about is a new line of cars that would be more affordable. That's the Model 3, which is expected in 2017 or thereabouts. And that's the line that they expect to sell for at a starting price of something like $35,000. The cars that they sell today, the Model S sedan, which is what our article was about, those are the ones they're losing on average $4,000 a car as of the second quarter. So I think one of the questions that's out there is if you're not able to make money on a car that you sell for somewhere between $70,000 and $100,000 plus, how can you make money on a $35,000 car? Now, if Elon Musk were here, he'd have an answer for that. They're talking about getting the cost down as they scale up. But they're talking about a big leap at Tesla from something like 50,000 cars this year to 500,000 cars by 2020. We're not talking about an app company here. We're talking about a company that has to invest significant capital to build very complex cars. And so that's the tension right there with Tesla now.
How do you think that they're going to reach the scale that they need to build another line of cars? Do you know much about how they're planning to use the equipment that they have and the manufacturing facilities they have for new lines? Do you think that they'll be able to find multiple uses for some of the same equipment?
Yeah, I'm sure that that's what they're working on, is to how can they use equipment that they've purchased or invested in for the Model S and the Model X, which is the SUV that they're going to bring out later this year. I mean, they've talked about that. Clearly, they're going to do that. But the Model 3 is a different car. It's going to have it's a different size. It's going to have different technology. There's going to be some investment in that, and I think that's something to watch, is how much can they repurpose investment that they've already made in order to bring out the Model 3 for far less than they've had to spend to bring out the two high-volume cars that they've had on the market so far.
Now, this news kind of hit their stock price a bit, and of course, Wall Street tends to be pretty fickle and short-term in their thinking. What do the car experts in Detroit and elsewhere think about the future of Tesla? Is there confidence that this company will be able to be profitable and an ongoing growing company in the future, years ahead?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and let me answer it this way. I mean, remember that the people who run the conventional car companies, the Detroit and the Asian and European car companies, are not necessarily friends of Tesla.
Right.
Within that community, there is a fair amount of skepticism, or certainly questions being asked as to how Tesla makes it from here to there. They live in a world where they need billions and billions of cash in the bank to feel comfortable. Tesla has about $1.1 billion as of the end of the second quarter. So I'd say in the conventional car industry, there's a lot of head scratching about how Tesla gets from where they are to where they say they want to be.
So, Joe, Tesla is going to be bringing online its Gigafactory, giant battery factory in Nevada, right? Do you think that this will help, or that it's just going to be a bigger expense that's going to drive car prices up?
Well, I think that's another risk that Tesla is taking. They're investing in this giant factory in Nevada to build batteries. I think a key point that we haven't hit yet, but which we should, is that Tesla has talked about starting a different business, selling energy storage systems to businesses and to consumers for home use. And among analysts who follow Tesla and are fans of Tesla, this is very exciting because they see this energy storage business as perhaps the way that Tesla bridges the gap that our article highlighted, which is how they bridge the gap on losing money in cars today, the need for capital to invest in the car line, perhaps one of the answers to how they raise that capital is to start this battery, this energy storage business, and profit from that. And again, Elon Musk has certainly stoked some expectations for that in some comments that he's made recently.